Again, rather than just tagging on the acknowledgement of NIDER up in the corner of a slide someplace, this is an area of research that they are the leaders in. And so I think it's more important to acknowledge their contribution to the field than any one particular study. And summarize some of the conceptual and methodological issues in the measurement of participation. We've talked about it being key. We've talked about the measure of the ICF concepts, the participation of ICF outcomes of greatest interest to various groups, and participation measurement is less advanced than in other areas, and no consequent consensus yet exists. So this is going to be a broader brush review of what's going on in the participation measurement field. The original TBI model systems participation measure, which was the community integration questionnaire, was scrapped a few years ago because of its poor psychometric properties, and so therefore a priority was placed on replacing that tool. And there were, when the project directors of those model systems got together, there were, and in an interest group to try to address this participation measurement issue, there were four people around the table that had taken the lead in developing former participation measures, and they all agreed. We dropped our egos and said, "You can use the items, and you can mix them up, and you can do all those terrible things that that we would never allow anyone else to do with our treasured measures, and see if anything comes out as being a little bit better." So the four TBI model system participation measures included the chart that those of us at Craig Hospital had been involved with, the participation objective subscale of the living life after TBI that Wayne Gordon and his colleagues at Mount Sinai had been responsible for, and the community integration measure version 2 that Marcel Dykers and his colleagues first at Detroit and then later at Mount Sinai had been responsible for, and the Mayo Portland Participation Index that Jim Malik and his colleagues at Mayo and Portland had been responsible for. So we took those four tools, pooled them, the items of those tools, and then administered those tools and selected the items from that pool that seemed to have the best psychometric properties, that seemed to do the best job of measuring this objective concept of participation. And that was referred to as part participation assessed with recombined tools. dash O for objective. And so the items came from three of those four tools. We actually ended up deciding not to use the Mayo Portland Participation Index because it was designed to be rated by clinicians first, and rather than consumers. And the Part O items were selected from those three based on factor analysis and Roche analysis and the conceptual coverage of the content that we thought was important in participation. And that resulted in the Part O, referred to as objective, because all the items were, again, these counts or frequencies of type items, and clearly criticized for judging participation based on societal norms, but we went into it understanding that because we had future plans. Participation research in the NIDER-funded rehabilitation outcomes is what I've just talked about in the previous discussion, that where the process yielded subjective value items addressing issues of choice and control, access and opportunity, meaningful engagement, inclusion, responsibilities, and having an impact. And these items form the basis for a major section of the community participation indicators, the CPI, that Heinemann. So now we've got the objective items coming from the the original TBI tools and the value items that came that were part of the CPI, and the CPI took the objective portions of Part O, added the value items, and added their own evaluative items. And then, meanwhile, back at the TBI model systems, a second phase of the research was undertaken to add a subjective component to Part O. And the participation subjective subscale of the LATB was used as the model for the subjective component. And in that, people were routinely asked not only the what they did, but how important was that, and were they satisfied with it? And the resulting tool was called the Part OSP for objective, subjective, and perceptions. These folks that were working here, and I was in all of these groups, you know, but we never could reach total agreement about what to call things. So what was called value items in CPI, those exact same items were called perceptions in this particular tool. So now we've got the Part OSP and the CPI, and the value items and the LATB approach to importance and satisfaction were contributing to the Part OSP. And then there was participation research in the NIDER-funded SCI model system. So now instead of TBI, spinal cord injury, the same basic strategy was used. We're going to put items together from and form a pool from multiple other instruments and see if we can identify a component of measurement that seems to be better than any of these pieces of instruments that no one is happy with. So the CPI and the Part OSP have a majority of items in common, and they started the item pool, and then there were additions to that item pool. Three additional measures were added to the pool to represent other new participation measurement. One of those was a totally subjective measure that was added with items similar in nature to those value or perception items in the CPI, and those, but they had a little different content, and those were the community integration measure by Marianne McCall and her colleagues in Canada. And there was the participation measure for post-acute care that Alan Jetty, again a NIDER-funded researcher, that was added addressing difficulty of participation. And finally, very objective participation profile, the PARPRO that Carl Granger and his group in Buffalo had developed and published. So we added the community integration measure to that item pool, participation measure for post-acute care to that item pool, and the participation profile to that item pool. And currently, we're administering that item pool and yet to determine what may come out of that. That's what the NIDER-funded research has been doing. It's been a sort of a systematic process of trying to look for better items from other measures to form a new measure that had better measurement properties than any of the previous measures. But just to mention the NIH, there are two very large item banking approaches that are going on currently at NIH. The Patient Reported Outcomes Measurement Information System, or PROMIS, and includes two relevant item banks within the social health domain, role participation limitations and role participation satisfaction. These are not released. None of the actual tools or item banks have been released at this point, but they're under testing. The Neurological Quality of Life Project, referred to as the NeuroQual, includes two relevant item banks, the social role performance and social role satisfaction. Again, nothing has been released from these two tools. But there are some key participation conceptual issues that I think that underline our difficulty in coming to a true measure of participation that'll be valuable for future research. You know, the issues are, is participation unidimensional? Should a subjective dimension be included? Should it be a totally separate concept and a totally separate tool? Should somehow objective and subjective be combined? And even within the objective, are there underlying domains of objective, even of participation? For example, is there a productivity domain? Is there a social domain? Is there a community activities domain? And I think the initial evidence suggests that there may be three objective domains. I think that there, you know, that John Corrigan, I think, has coined the economic engagement is his phrase for productivity. So, are people working? Are they going to school? Are they volunteering? Are they engaging in either earning money or aspects that would lead to earning money, like school? Are they being homemakers and for others and contributing that way? What is the role in which they participate in the economic aspect of society? And then the micro-social engagement. Where am I on time?
Oh, you've got 5 minutes.
Okay. The micro-social engagement, which would be the family and friends issue, the interaction with them, and the macro-social engagement, which would be the activities in the community. Do you get out and go to movies, to restaurants? Do you shop? Participate in civic clubs? Do you participate in politics and those kind of the engagement in community? And there may be two subjective domains, sort of the evaluation of the previous list of engagement. So are you satisfied with your contribution being a productive member of society? Are you pleased with your relationships with family and friends? Are your activities in the community satisfying to you? And then, again, John Corrigan has coined the phrase enfranchisement as the extent of the individual is valued by the society. And that, in his view at least, and I tend to agree, is the overarching concept that encompasses all those value items that referred to in previous slides. So that concept of whether a person with disability views themselves as being accepted in the society and the community and valued by them. There are methodological participation issues in the measurement of participation as well. To what degree does participation meet the assumptions underlying modern psychometric theory and methods? And I guess it's my view that that Roche analysis item response theory assumes a hierarchical set of items that are on a scale from easy to hard, but participation doesn't fall on a scale of easy to hard. It falls simply, is that something that I choose to do and you choose to do something else? There are people that go to the football game. There are people that go to opera. There are so many choices. Then one is not better than the next. And so trying to develop a psychometrically sound scale based on the item response theory approach is, I think, futile. And so some are suggesting a clinometric approach rather than a psychometric approach to the development of a participation measure. The individual preferences for selecting particular modes of participation, even within a domain, render analytic strategies useless, I think is the word I would tend to use. And what item stems and responses will provide be most effective? Do we want to ask questions about frequency, satisfaction, difficulty, agreement with? There's just a whole range of issues that that indicate to me that we're still in the infancy of developing participation measurement. Thank you.